Brittany Renz, I've got one thing to say to you. Girl, you got this. This is the title of Brittany's book. Girl, you got this. What a strong title. But the subtitle is A Fitness Trainer's to Personal Strategies for Success Transitioning into Motherhood. But I could add a list of 100 to this subtitle. It's a guide to the working woman. It's a guide to executives, top professionals, doctors, any woman in the workplace who is balancing family, work, and her own physical well-being. And family is a part of this. And speaking of family, I want to welcome Holden Renz.
Thank you.
Brittany's husband, who's also here, to give his input into this whole process into motherhood throughout pregnancy. It's wonderful. I'm so proud of you, Brittany, for writing this book. If I were your mother, I would be just in heaven.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So, it begins at the beginning when you first realize that you were an athlete and that you were conscious of your physicalness. So when did that start for you, Brittany? And tell us a little bit about it.
So I've always loved helping people, and I've always wanted to help people. But when you think about helping people, you think about being a nurse, being a doctor, being a firefighter, somewhere that's where you're helping people. But really, you go deeper into it, and you don't have to be those things. Because I've been a type of person, I can't even walk into a hospital. I used to have those doors open, and I would faint from the smell of the hospital smell. So never did I ever think I could be involved in a hospital or be a nurse or be a doctor. Growing up, I was a three-sport athlete. I played basketball, volleyball, and softball. So that kind of led into it. And then later on, when I went into college, I stopped playing the sports, and I actually went to school for radiology. Believe it or not, the one that can never be in a hospital. But at the time, you just think, what's right. The best pay? You know, what's out there for me? In my mind, I never thought I'd be working in a hospital. I thought I'd be in a doctor's office, and, you know, this little five-year-old boy falls off his skateboard and breaks his arm. Be like, oh, sweetie, I'll take your x-ray. And really, like, that wasn't, you know, that was the gist of it. It was, you know, for my first lab, I got put at a hospital at San Pueblo working. Three of my, you know, first injuries actually were I had a heart attack. I had, you know, just little things like had to stick a tube down somebody's throat to take x-rays that way. Just things that never even occurred to me what radiology was about. I thought I'd be taking little x-rays, working for a doctor's office outside of a hospital, and little did I know I had to go through, you know, 7 years working at a hospital, graveyard shifts for the next 7 to 10 years. I was like, that was just not something for me. I wanted to start a family within the next 2 years. And I know people have to do it and you have to start somewhere, but I was doing it more for because I thought, okay, I went to school, I got into the radiology program, that's what made the most money, but it didn't, you know, work out that way. So at that time, going through all that, I always have worked out. Like I said, being a three-sport athlete, going into, I've always worked out in the gym my entire life. I got more in tune with it where I actually started competing, doing bikini figure, started getting a little bit of sponsors by different companies, being ambassadors for companies where I would go to shows in Utah and LA, and just not sell the product, but advertise it, be like a spokesgirl type of thing. And then that just kind of led into it, being at the gym and working out. One, two people here and there would come up like, can you show me this? Can you help me with this? And that kind of led into the whole training deal where the gym that I actually...
Because you had to keep yourself in shape.
Absolutely, yes. And so the gym that I was just working out at myself, they offered me a job as a trainer. And at the time, I managed a tanning salon, so I had, you know, I was like, no, I don't have time, I'm going to school, and but I would love it, I would love to, and then that kind of just dawned on me where this is something that I actually want to do and pursue. So then I moved back home, and all part of my book, he loaded up his dad's trailer and moved me out of Santa Barbara, and we moved mm-hmm. back to Hollister, and I started my training. I started out at a park with two clients working out at a park in Hollister, and kind of grew from there. And now I'm at a, you know, substantial, good clientele right now.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I'm happy and I love it.
That what a pathway
mm-hmm.
to a career. And you know, I can see where the radiology fits in and deepens your knowledge of the human body as it attempts to get itself fit.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to know the body. I know the body inside and out, and that is definitely 100% a part of it.
Well, speaking about the when you first started off as a trainer, I love it in your book where you say respect for respect. And that talks about when clients would forget their appointments
mm-hmm.
or come late. You did not scold them. You did not put on a frown on your face. You respected them because you came from the same busy place. And I love that you put that into your book. And it's just, I made a note of it. Respect for respect.
Yeah, 100%. And I still am that way. Even back then when I had two clients, I felt that way versus now having 92 clients. I still feel that way. It's respect for respect. I'll respect you when you respect me. Like, everybody's busy. Everybody has a life. Personal training is something that people do on the side for their health and their fitness. Obviously, their jobs, their kids, of course, come 100%. I totally get it. You know, the commute is terrible. Somebody's stuck in traffic. You can't control that. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're walking out the door to come to training and your daughter just fell off her bike and you have to take her to the doctor. It's 100%.
Absolutely.
You know?
Great.
And that's where the same thing with me. You know, I have a book client and, you know, I'm fortunate enough I get to work from home and be 15 feet from my front door. And I do have my kids there and, you know, Holden's there, you know, on his days off. And but it's the same thing. You know, sometimes I have a client there and my daughter is not happy. She's just not having it. So it's just like, you know, they just understand. But then you have some that just, again, back to the respect for the respect, that just don't show. Text me 10 minutes. It's like their appointment was at 6 and it's 6:07. Oh, sorry, not going to make it. Well, now, before when I had two clients, training at a park, no big deal. You want to come in 2 hours? Can you come in 3 hours? But now it's like I have a full day. I start at, you know, 5 a.m. and I work until 9:30 p.m. So when that slot has now been missed and I'm sitting there now twiddling my thumbs for 30 minutes when I have four other people that wanted to get in on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. That's what I call a prime time.
Yeah, that you know, your career has advanced enough by this time that there's accountability for the client. The client has to accept certain consequences
mm-hmm.
for his calling in literally 7 minutes after his own appointment to make an excuse.
Yeah.
There's got to be consequences for that. But it's isn't it wonderful that you're at that point of your career that you can set those boundaries for you?
Yes, and I have to say, all my clients are wonderful. I love every single one of them. Because at this point now, it's if I don't, you know, if someone's not up to, you know, par, then it's like, I think you can go find somewhere, you know, else at this point in time, like, goes back to the same quote, respect for respect.
Yes, and I noticed that I think part of your mission, I didn't sit down and write, okay, this is Brittany's mission, but, and I read this somewhere, is that in your fitness training, you seem to try to get the client to avoid burnout at work and burnout at home and burnout with the fitness program itself. I'm not quite sure where I got that from, but I remember it clearly. What do you say about burnout?
Well,
professionally.
So for me, I think maybe that's where you got a little bit mixed is, I work crazy hours. Nobody would work those hours unless you absolutely love your job. I'm not getting paid for those hours in a sense. I work those hours because that's my clientele and those are the hours they can work. I'll never be one that says, oh, I work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Because what about the people that leave to work, you know, before then or don't get home until after then? They'll never be able to work out then. You know, so I do give those wide hours because I care about my clients and I want to do that for them and allow them to have those, you know, options to come and work out at 9 p.m. at night or 4 in the morning before they wake up. Most people would say that's crazy. Anybody else would burn themselves out completely, you know, from that. But I love my job. I love what I do. The best part of my job is when somebody sends me a picture of themselves and they're like, thank you so much. Oh. I have not felt this good in 2 years. Or I just got one the other day and somebody's like, oh my God, I haven't fit into my jeans since high school. And like, I'm like, okay, that's why I get up at 3:30 or that's why I stay out until 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. I'm sorry.
Well, yes. I mean, and you've overcome that burnout. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that coin, you've taught your clients to schedule their day, to work their day so that they can work, they can spend time with their husbands, they can exercise, and they can not be burnt out at the same time with so much to do.
Yeah, and they do.
You've taught them that.
And they do. They say it. You know, you feel, most people are like, oh, like, I have a busy day. I don't think I'm going to be able to work out today. But in reality, it'll actually give them more energy. Some people don't believe me until they do it a couple of times. And they're like, wow, like, I actually do feel better. I do feel like I have more energy. And then it becomes addicting. It's like, oh, my gosh. They go from working out 2 days a week where, do you have another day? Do you have another day? Like, you know, they want to come 5 days. And I always say it's not that you have a personal trainer because you do not know how to work out. It's about motivation. I always tell people, I'm your cheerleader. I'm not your trainer. I'm your cheerleader. So that's all you need. It's just that motivation. If you were to go do it on your own, they would do 2 sets of 10. But no, when you're with me, you're going to do the full 3 sets and 3 sets of 15, 20, whatever reps are on that day. And they're going to make it through that and not, you know, stop. They're going to actually push themselves and realize that they can do it. And just accountability. There's so many people that would wake up in the morning so tired, go to work, and be like, oh, I'm not going to the gym today. I'll go tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, I'll go the next day. And then 2 weeks down the road, and you haven't gone.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and you are their cheerleader through this book. And that's why I highly recommend this book, because they can have their personal trainer in this book. I consider it a handy guide, not just for the pregnant woman.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
But for everybody. And the thing of it is, it's so simple. It's not horrendous to follow.
Easy, 118 pages. Quick and easy, and you get a lot of information.
And it's not way out there, esoteric foods that you have to, you know, go to San Jose to the health food store. And you can get these foods easily, which brings us to your diets. The diets are easy. I like the detox diet. Talk about the detox.
So the detox is a cleanse of basically just smoothies. And, you know, everybody likes smoothies, and they're not bad. I mean, berries, and they're great. And, I mean, 3-day, anything more is a little too much for your body. It's just a nice cleanse. So I use it for people, you know, you've been eating healthy, and then you go on a vacation. They come back, and they're like, oh, I feel so gross. Like, I drink alcohol. I had this. I had brownies. And so it's like, okay, do a 3-day cleanse. It's 3 smoothies, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would say crunchy snacks in between, meaning, you know, carrots, grapes, celery. For the first day, I say you can have 1 rice cake, just for those who kind of need that carb intake or they feel like they need actual food. But super simple. And actually, I would say the first day is the worst. I always tell my clients, you're going to feel hangry, you're going to feel hungry. But once you make it past your second day, your appetite's already suppressed a little bit. And by the third day, you're already a couple pounds down. And you're like, hey, I could do this even more.
And the thing is that what's good for the reader of this book, I extreme recommendation to buy it, is that the recipes are right here in the book. And easy to get the food at the local store. I was going to say, we talk about the family a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay, the fitness part of it, when you give them a weekly workout schedule, it's such a handy guide. I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, you can as you see fit. But one buzzword that sticks out is the high intensity interval training.
HIIT.
HIIT.
Yep. HIIT. High intensity interval training. That is my specialty, and that's where my clients dominate. And that is, you get basically the most out of it for 30 minutes. You're going to get double the workout, double the sweat, double the results. You know, some of my clients or some people say from the outside, like, how do they even work out in 30 minutes? There's no time on working out. Somebody can do a workout, high-intensity workout, in 20 minutes and have a better workout than somebody's in the gym for 3 hours. I mean, you go into the gym and you see guys in there, they do their rep of 8 and think they're all a mighty beast, and then they go look at themselves in the mirror for 10 minutes, and then they send 2 text messages, and then they do their set again. Uh-huh. Versus high intensity, you know, you're nonstop. You get a water break, quick one here and there, but you're not going. So you're mixing cardio in with weight. So, for example, if you did 20 squats, then you would do maybe a minute of jump rope, and you just keep that intensity. So by the time you're done, you are dripping. You got the cardio side of it, and you got the weight side of it. And that's just called, I call it getting bang for your buck. You're getting double the results for everything.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Our workouts are about 30, 35. It depends. But hey, there's 7-minute workouts. There's times at night where, you know, I'll go all day and I have a crazy day and I haven't got to work out. I'll do a quick 7-minute workout in my room, not even in the gym, at night, right by my bed. And it's like 7 minutes and I'm sweating just nonstop.
Great picture in the book of you doing the HIIT.
Thank you.
Really great. So, really good pictures of you in this book.
Yeah, so I was in that book, I'm trying to think, I was probably 7.5 months pregnant with Brody. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you also instruct your clients how to shop, how to save money as they shop. You instruct them about the housekeeping, checklists, and so forth. I want to take a little break and ask Holden, do you do these workout exercises yourself?
I do. Yes, I do. Absolutely. So I'm a firefighter, a local firefighter, so it's important for us to be in the best shape possible as well. So, yeah, with that being said, you know, it's great having my own personal trainer. And
cheerleader.
Exactly, cheerleader, and she's, yeah. When we're at home, you know, we try and get workouts in together when we can. Of course, she's busy, but we incorporate the kids, as you see in the pictures. And,
I do.
It's great, and it's good because it's, you know, teaching her good lessons, just family lessons in general, and then, you know, it helps her with gymnastics, and it just goes a long way. So
it's so important, and it's so healthy for the spouses to do these things together and love doing it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes you don't get that. One is into sports, and sometimes the other one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really, really something special.
Definitely.
And so you're on board with everything.
Absolutely.
That's in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure sometimes he doesn't love my hours, but it works. Like I said, I'm 10 feet from our front door, so I get to see him in between, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't have time. Is that a MythBuster?
That is something I hear every single day, 100 times a day. And I'm like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. And the MythBuster here, there's a special section on myths. I don't have time.
Yeah.
Which is what we all need.
That's like the same thing as I can't or I don't have time. And that's
just the easy way out, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you finally, you talk about the body itself. You talk about the home and the money. Do you want to have some input on this kind of thing, the transitioning mother into motherhood, and how the home prepares for that?
Mm-hmm.
And you as a breadwinner as well in the home.
Mm-hmm.
How did you participate in that, Holden?
So, I mean, she made it easy, which makes it nice, you know, and she was very understanding. Obviously, you know, hormones change when you're pregnant, but
okay.
I'm lucky that, you know, I never had to really deal with any grumpiness, which is great. And I think a testament to that is, you know, her working out, her workout regimen, you know, it kept her, you know, in good shape and good spirits. And, you know, doing that together as a family is huge.
Oh, that's just so well said.
Yeah.
And like, no postpartum.
No, luckily no, because my mom actually had it, so it's in the genes, but I didn't get it at all, which I'm super fortunate, and honestly, it goes back to, I think, working out, okay. Releasing those endorphins.
Endorphins,
what did I say?
Yeah.
And, just being so active, and I highly believe in that, and I try to explain that to my clients, you know, my pregnant clients, and just anybody in general, just keep working out, you know, you get to that point, whether it's your first pregnancy, your second, your fifth, where some women just use it to, I wouldn't call it their advantage, but they use it to, okay, I'm pregnant, now it's time to sit on the couch, husband, massage my feet, go to the store at 2 in the morning and get me Oreos, or, you know, just crazy things that are just not realistic. Like, yes, we get cravings here and there where your hormones are up and down, and you maybe sweat or hot or feel bloated. Yes, we all get like that. But just keeping your lifestyle the same, just maintaining the same routine is so helpful. Like, I have to say, I had great pregnancy. I didn't have any issues, you know, knock on wood. My entire pregnancy, I worked out from day one till literally the day I went into labor. You know, gained weight, but nothing, you know, enormous, just natural, what you gain with the baby itself and water weight.
Mm-hmm.
And swelling, and you know, I was able to do anything somebody not pregnant can do. You do, like in the book said, that week 10 you stop doing any abdominal work, but other than that you can do really anything. You know, you have to know your body enough to know the weights and what you can and, you know,
sure,
should stop doing. I pushed a little bit more than I'd have my clients push, because
sure,
I know my body more than I would know theirs. So we stick with just the basic 5 to 10 pounds, like it says in the book. And, you know, basic stuff, lunges. You really want to strengthen that bottom half. With my delivery, I was able to literally push out in not even 20 minutes. The doctor wasn't even there. And they're
awesome.
Like, hold on, and there.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
So I have to say, and I relate that all back to working out.
You know, you tend to so many of our human beings' needs that we need for survival. And one of the needs is emotional support, mental support. And you address even that in the book, which I appreciated that,
mm-hmm,
when you, the section on the mind. And you talk a little bit about postpartum, and that's great. And you talk about the work world, and unfortunately, we're not living in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
I think that almost all women work. I mean, they find
they do,
a need,
yeah,
to work,
mm-hmm,
and this sort of puts a balance into work. Being pregnant while you work, feeling good while you're working, as you are pregnant,
yeah,
and all these things that you tend to, that this book embodies in kind of a condensed Reader's Digest,
mm-hmm.
easy method, but yet solid and spot on. I'm so proud of you, Brittany, for bringing this into the reading world. And
thank
you. I think it's very unique.
It is, and we're going to follow up. I'm going to follow up with another one, the postpartum after. So we'll have that to look forward to. And just going back to everything, just not having the time, you know, and working moms. There's, you know, very few stay-at-home moms nowadays with just, you know, the economy and the prices of things and, you know, having multiple children. And, you know, daycare is expensive. So some people feel that they should stay home or not stay home. But just the time. There's no excuse. Like I said, you could do a 7-minute HIIT workout before you go to bed at night. Involve your kids in with it. Put them on your hip and squat with them. Put them on your back and do push-ups with them. Have them hold your feet. You know, when you're cooking something in the microwave or in the stove, stand there and do squats.
And I've seen pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
In
yeah.
Lean against, doing it with your kids.
And that's what's great about this book or this program, so to speak. It makes it very obtainable for any mother or father, for that matter, to reach these goals. And it's, you know, the fast-paced world that we live in, it's easy to go online and look up a program, but it may be very difficult to obtain that program. And for people that haven't been in the fitness world, you might look at that and it might be a turnoff. But this is very reasonable. Very reasonable.
You are so right.
Yeah.
I mean, even myself, this was not a turnoff for me.
Yeah, there's no age specific on that. Mm-hmm. It's obtainable for anybody. You don't have to be pregnant. You don't have to be a mom. You can be 20. You can be 60. And it's all just, I always tell my clients, everything's in moderation. I'll never tell any of my clients to eat chicken and broccoli 6 times a day. You know, eat healthy Monday through Friday. Saturday, you want to go out and have a cheat day. You're going to go out and, okay, instead of drinking a full milkshake, drink half. Instead of eating a full hamburger, eat half and only do half of the bun. You know, moderation. Limit yourself. You know, just find little things, and as you get going, you feel better about yourself. And then as you start losing those inches and feeling different, that's motivation itself. That helps right there of, okay, I don't want that. Like, I just started to feel leaner, or I just noticed my bicep on my arm I've never seen or even knew existed.
I love the way you use such specific examples when you discuss the program. I just love that.
Yeah, I am. I'm blunt, and I tell it like it is, as my clients would say.
Yes, you do. And you're very specific and spot on.
Yeah.
I try, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this interview, Brittany. It's great. I'm just so glad to meet you, both of you.
Yes.
Holden and
thank
Brittany.
You.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Certainly.
This was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll definitely, you know, be doing some more. We'll follow up on different topics, you know.
I'm looking forward to the next book.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a title for it yet?
No, not yet. Still working on it. It'll come. The title seems to always be the last. After you write the book, the title kind of pops through, and we'll be doing more podcasts, and I'll be having more book signings around in San Jose, and we'll be going to LA and Sacramento, and then, yeah, so we'll have a lot of things coming up. Yeah, super fun.
Super fun.
Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. You are two great people.
Oh,
awesome people.
Thank you.
Thank you.